Mop-up work has begun on the East End Road wildfire outside Homer. Over the weekend, an evacuation order was lifted, and crews were able to get the fire 100% contained. However, it'll be a number of days and even weeks before firefighters leave the area. KBBI's Casey Kelly has the story.
If you're going to take a tour of a wildfire with anyone in Alaska, Pete Buist is your man. Buist is from Fairbanks and has been fighting fires in Alaska and the lower 48 for 41 years. He's a big guy, easily 6'5", with a wispy graying beard and a hearty laugh. But more importantly, Buist knows firefighting. Before getting into the public information end of things, he was involved in nearly every aspect of fighting fires, from operations to investigation. And did I mention that he's been doing it for more than 40 years?
Well, it was a lot easier to pass the physical test for going on the fire line when I was 20 than when I was 60.
It's raining when we first arrive at the McNeil Canyon Fire Station. Buist says maybe this isn't such great weather for a tour, but at least it's helping to put out the fire. Then he tells us how things are going to go.
We'll just drive out into the fire. We'll talk on the radio to the operations people and let them know that we're out there.
With that, we pile into three SUVs and head out East End Road, past the Alaska State Troopers roadblock, and toward where the fire started. Three houses are known to have burned in the fire, but Buist tells us we won't be able to see any of them. He says he purposely doesn't know where they are, so he won't have to take us there. Part of that is because he wants to protect the owners from having to see their burned home on the evening news. He does begin to tell us about some of the challenges firefighters are facing. The weather for one, and road conditions for another.
The engines that are best suited for structure protection are, you know, heavy vehicles that are not suited well to, you know, turning around in small areas and that sort of thing.
About a mile or two into the fire area, we come across our first crew, a four-man engine from Buist's home turf, Fairbanks. They're working to identify hot spots close to the road and put them out. These are the heavier fuels, like big logs and stumps, that will stay hot for a while and have the potential to flare up again when warm, sunny, breezy weather comes back. The crew has found one about 50 yards from the pavement. One crew member cuts up the bigger chunks with a chainsaw, while another soaks the whole area with a hose. Two more guys use axes and shovels to mix everything up. Christian Blankenship is the engine boss for this crew.
It's basically an old burn pile I pushed up by a dozer at one point, and I just burned in real deep. So we're going to go ahead and bucket up all the trees that are intermixed in that hot ash and get that out of there so we can spray water and mix it up with our hand tools.
About 250 firefighters are working this wildfire. That includes crews from the State Department of Forestry, the Federal Bureau of Land Management, and many local fire departments from around the state. They range in size from 20-person hotshot crews to the next group that we come upon, which is a two-man engine from Anchor Point. Anchor Point volunteer firefighter Nathaniel Brown is looking for hot spots close to a group of houses. He's digging a deep hole to make sure that he's found all of the heat.
Pretty much as deep as the duff and vegetation goes that's been piled up for years.
I asked Pete Buist how many of these hot spots are within the 1,000-acre perimeter of the fire.
Well, thousands. There are thousands of places like this within the outer perimeter of the fire. Now, the ones in the interior are not an issue unless they're by someone's house.
Go ahead.
Back in the SUV, we drive further into the fire area until we come to a small subdivision. We pass a house that the fire burned all the way around, but incredibly, it's still standing. Buist says he doesn't want to stop here because the only reason that house survived is dumb luck. He'd rather show us a house that didn't burn because the homeowner created what firefighters call defensible space to keep the flames from reaching their structure. He finds one and points it out.
We've got that little gravel trail where the fuels are just a little sparser that didn't burn, and you've got fire on either side, then you got the other piece of the driveway that kept that ground fire from moving up right to the front of the house. That is very cool.
On the way out, we pass a pile of rubble that's roped off with pink caution tape. It looks like the remnants of a mobile home or a trailer that burned in the fire. Buse says he doesn't know anything about it, and even though he told us we wouldn't see any burned structures, he stops and lets us take pictures. He's not going to pretend like we didn't see it, he says. Then he says what's on pretty much all of our minds.
I can't believe we didn't lose more houses.
Yeah.
I swear.
Although the three houses and a small number of outbuildings burned, more than 150 houses in the fire area are still standing. And that, Buse says, is considered a success. In Homer, I'm Casey Kelly.